This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans. Veterans Day coming up this week, as well as a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. I'm also over at Parler as the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now in the weekend edition to start things out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words: under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Senator Kamala and former Vice President Joe came out tonight about 11-ish, about 11 o'clock Eastern time, and didn't declare themselves the president and vice president-elect, but they came close, and they said that they soon will be running the country. And there are legitimate court challenges that are going to be coming. And then, of course, there's the Supreme Court of the United States that will be chiming in. Yesterday, Justice Alito temporarily ordered the late-arriving Pennsylvania ballots after 8 p.m. on election night to be kept in a separate segregated pile and not counted with the other votes. So we'll see where that goes, right?
Well, that's right, Captain. Yes, as I understand, the order says that they have to segregate those votes, and then essentially release a count without those votes included and a separate count of how many of those votes that they believe that they are. So, again, so this could be very illuminating on how things could go in Pennsylvania. But the very fact that the order came down, that's very important. But also, Captain, of course, it's my understanding that some of these the envelopes have been gotten rid of, which you could even see the postmark on them, and so we can't really go back and backtrack that yet, as far as we know. And so this is going to add in to more of the confusion, and of course, even the ability to get any kind of an accurate count.
Yeah. Now, you and I, and Frank Salvato, and Denise Simon, and other political folks, way back in June, were talking about the fact that we needed to clean up the voting rolls, and we needed to make sure that dead people couldn't vote, and all that sort of stuff. And it got done to a certain degree, but it didn't get done altogether. And the reason I know that is because back in September, it revealed 353 U.S. counties had 1.8 million more eligible age voters than they had registered voters. So, in other words, the registration rates of those counties exceeded 100% of the eligible voters, which was really screwy to begin with.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, it's really quite interesting. It's funny, not in a very, in a ha-ha sort of way, but when you hear some of these reports about the election, the way the media is approaching it, we evidently just had a pristine election. There's no problems. There's no voter fraud. Everything's fine. And Joe Biden is on his way. But, you know, Captain, I think the conservatives would still have the same kind of story. Even if Trump won decisively, we would probably say he won decisively even in the face of we know that there's going to be voter fraud, but it's being presented to us, Captain, as though everything is just on the up and up, and that's not reasonable to assume.
Well, California had 1.6 million inactive names just from Los Angeles County alone. Many of them were still on the voter rolls, and we don't know if they voted or not.
Well, exactly right. This is the worst kind of tabulating and record keeping, I think, mm-hmm. in the history of civilization.
And the state of Illinois was sued for refusing to disclose voter roll data in violation of federal law, and they never did.
Well, of course not. Of course not. You know, Captain, so many businesses rely on the idea of keeping an accurate number of your customers or subscribers or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yet, somehow, nobody knows who's registered and how many voters there are.
And then there was Clark County, Nevada. 154,000 inactive voters on the election rolls, and many of them voted Tuesday. And they didn't even live at the time in the state of Nevada. And you don't think there's not voter fraud going on across the country?
Well, of course. You see, that's our entire point, is that there's obvious voter fraud going on. We know that it's happening. But what's unfortunate, Captain, is you have a media, and you also have an entire political party who wants to know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's simply, you know, Joe Biden's calling for unity. Well, what about unity and making sure we actually know the truth?
Well,
would be unity.
When we come back from the break that we're about to take, I'm going to tell everybody what I think the solution is, and I've started a movement yesterday. I really did. I started a movement, and it's got gained a lot of support here. But I'm going to tell everybody what I think we need to do. And we had a question about how many votes or how many seats did the Republicans flip in the Congress. Well, the Republicans lost no seats in the Congress, and they're up by 5 or 6 or 7 with 7 or more in the bag that they are looking to get. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and they have gone out of their way to come up with an integrated health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation and pain over time. Now, four natural ingredients help you out. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. They help support the body's natural response to inflammation. They lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever type of injury you've got that's creating the pain that continues to nag on. And it alleviates pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. I've been taking it for about 5 years now, and it works for me. It supports healthy joints and muscles, helps in the healing process, too. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the three-week quick start. It costs $19.95. Order it, try it, use it the way it tells you to, and I'll bet you you'll be out of pain. How's that? relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995, three-week quick start. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a caller on the line, and I think you might know who this is, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, Professor. This is Mike in Clearwater.
Okay.
I know you all talked about it, but I think that this story out of Michigan with the computer program playing games is a major development. You don't hear any of the mainstream media talk about this. You know, 47 counties and 30 states used this particular software package. Well, if 6,000 of them got flipped, how many more are out there that got flipped? And then the second thing, we really have to work to take control of both chambers. The midterm election, the year after next, we really have to do what we need to do. Because, you know, like the captain says, Biden's probably going to have a stroke right around that time or something's going to happen. We just cannot let Kamala have a blank check to do whatever she wants. The only way that we're going to do that is if we take back both chambers. And then 2 years after that, hopefully people will see how terrible she is, and we'll have somebody that is a Republican that can get back into the White House. And I wanted to see what both of y'all thought about that.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike, and we'll get right on that. Okay. Well, first of all, Kyle, what he's saying about the computer program, we first heard about this, election, the day after election, when it came out of Michigan, where this program had flipped one county, 6,000 votes that had taken it from being advantage Republican to advantage Democrat, and they realized what happened with the program, and it was they call it a software glitch. I'm not sure that was a software glitch, are you?
Right, no, exactly. Well, I do know this, though, Captain, is that, you know, we hear about this, we can see that it's happening. In other words, there's good reason to investigate it further, but yet if the media is quiet as a church mouse on this kind of thing. But I will tell you this, if the situation were reversed and they thought votes were being changed for Trump, or to Trump, then this would be a major, major point of contention. They would be rallying all the forces, and I think that's just a given. But I like what Mike was talking about the idea of wanting to take back both chambers in terms of the Senate and the House. And my question would be, I wonder if the Democrats are going to get the message that the identity politics and all of the craziness with the socialism and progressivism, as AOC might call it, that's what damaged them heavily in this round. I don't know if they're going to get the message and really tone that down.
Well, you're right, and I'm not sure that they are going to get the message, because I got something here I was going to mention with AOC. Let's see. She said, AOC said on the defund and socialism attacks that those are racial resentment attacks. That's her take.
Yeah, and she said people were out there running around on TV saying it was anti-progressivism comments or something, and so forth. And that's why they lost. But they didn't lose. They did lose.
How many seats in the House of Representatives? How many seats in the House of Representatives did the Republicans lose?
They didn't lose any.
Thank you. How many have they gained so far?
So far, I think it's 7 right now.
Yeah. Right, and there are 7 more in play. Could be as many as 14 or 15, because they're all within the margin of error, and some of these are going to be recounts. But they could gain 14 or 15 seats, and that would be significant, and Nancy Pelosi would have what we call a just barely lead in the House of Representatives, which is going to make her very shaky. But her people on her side of the fence want her out as Speaker.
Well, sure they do. Sure they do. And she's going to fight tooth and nail. But their major problem right now, Captain, is trying to placate, as they did all through the campaign, the far left. But the people are speaking, and the people are saying, we don't want any of that stuff. In fact, they don't want to hear the word socialism. Yep. They don't want that foisted on them.
Now, here's what we, the people, need. And I want you to pay attention, folks, because I put this out there yesterday to see where it would go. It's been picked up and shared almost 7,000 times so far in the world of the Internet. I have suggested that we amend the 10th Amendment, which gave the voting rules and regulations and rights to the states to handle, not the federal government. I think now the time has come, with all the corruption we're seeing going on at the state level, with one state might have one rule, another state another rule, and then they change the rule 2 weeks before the election, and then some governor does an executive order and all this crap, that we need to have a solid 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever the list is, federal voting election reform. Here's how we do it. End of story, but we'll have to amend the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, or rescind it to do it. I say we just amend it.
Well, right, and I mean, that's not beyond the realm of possibility, especially if you get a real populist movement and you probably need somebody.
Well, we do have a populist movement out there. It's called the Convention of States. That is a movement that's been trying to get a state convention to do some things with the Constitution. This should be a priority. It's not going to go through the Congress. I guarantee it's not going to go through the Congress. So the alternative is to do it with the people through a convention of states. That's the other way you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. But it has to be something that is so important that everybody gets up every morning and says one of the most important things about being an American right now is being able to cast a vote and know that it's going to count and that there's not going to be a bunch of other votes come out of the blue, literally out of the ether, and cancel out our votes. That's what people have to have confidence in. And right now, I think, as you go across the country, a lot of people don't have that confidence.
No.
Now some will say because, well, they're winning, they really don't care about this problem anymore because they got their way. But in reality, it's going to continue to erode our democracy.
And most people don't even understand what I'm talking about because they don't know what the 10th Amendment to the Constitution is. But when we come back from this next break, I'm going to read the 10th Amendment. I'm going to read the 10th Amendment in the Constitution, and maybe then you'll understand. The federal government does not control the election process and the rules and regulations. It's left up to the states. The states have not. It's just got, over the years, Kyle, it's gotten uncontrollable and worse.
Well, sure. I mean, and they don't even know who's living or dead. They don't know how many voters there are. There are these ridiculous things of walking in and registering and casting a vote that day. They've done everything they can to take any personal responsibility out of being a citizen and conducting your civic duty. And they've done these kinds of things in order for one thing, and that is to make it more likely that they can manipulate the system and the real will of the voters is thwarted.
And in every case where we have this major problem, it is in a blue state.
Well, sure. Well, here in California, Captain, we live in monoparty rule. There's a sort of a token resistance, I guess, of Republicans. Maybe that'll change in coming times. But really, you live under one-party system here, and that's the model. I think this is important for everybody to understand. This is the model they want to take national. And now you could have the California Senator Kamala Harris, you know, taking all that to Washington. Oh, brother. You know?
Yeah, how's that working out?
Yeah, no kidding. It's really bad. I mean, and people are leaving California in droves.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't let the door hit you in the way out.
That's right.
All right, well, hold on. We'll be right back. More with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And as I said, I'm going to read the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and then you can just let the pieces fall where they may. It's pretty simple, pretty direct. It's easy to understand. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in four states, including Georgia.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel speaking in Georgia, saying they're going to be looking into irregularities in those four states. McDaniel continues,
We are here to investigate clear irregularities. You will hear the evidence of this later on with vote counting and tabulation. We will work with state and local authorities to ensure that a legal count is conducted in accordance to the state's laws.
Biden's lead in Georgia over the president is just over 4,200 votes. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 67 points to end the week at 28,323. The S&P dropping 1 and the NASDAQ gaining 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at GEICO and your local GEICO agent. Now, if you want to save money on your car insurance and your homeowner's or renter's policy, listen up, because this is an opportunity. I've been with them going on 15 years, and that's exactly what they've done for me. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. All you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, GEICO. GEICO.com, GEICO, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code, tell them you want a quote, and they'll give you a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you have, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV too. They'll do all of that for you, and then they'll also give you an opportunity to save money on your homeowner's or renter's insurance. And if you bundle, like I have, your homeowner's policy and your automobile policy, you will get another discount on top of a discount. If you're a safe driver every year, knock on wood, 10% right off the premium. Nobody that I know of does that on a regular basis. They're doing it there. So there you go. GEICO, GEICO.com. Go on over there. Check them out. If you don't want to talk to an agent, you don't have to. You can do it all on the Internet and save money. It's all up to you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to read the 10th Amendment, and I'm going to have you explain it. Because when I read this, people are going to go, wait a minute, it doesn't say anything about voting. Well, that's the point. But it tells who gets the responsibility to pass legislation to determine it. Now, the 10th Amendment says, and I quote, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectfully or to the people." What did I just say?
Well, basically, again, nothing that is delegated in specifically to the federal government returns to the states. And this is, again, and really this is the idea of federalism, where you have the relationship between the federal and the state governments and what each can be responsible for. So this is very important because, obviously, Captain, nothing in the Constitution talks about voting or procedures for voting in the strict sense.
Eligibility, who can vote, who can't vote, none of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So by virtue of the 10th Amendment, all of that proceeds back to the states, and the states can define that for themselves.
Right. And Steve in Thailand is saying, after seeing what's just happened with the election, it makes living in Thailand seem even better than it did before November 3rd. Well, that's true. That's true. But here's the deal, Steve. You had to check to see if your absentee ballot counted, didn't you? So there you go.
Yeah, probably so, and there's evidently a way to track that, but basically, yeah, and in fact, I'm sure that people living different parts of the world and different countries and leadership in different countries, they're looking at us right now and they're saying we can't get our act together. And what that does, ultimately, that causes instability in the international community because the United States is looked to be the leader of the international community, certainly the president, the leader of the free world, as the president is known. But that actually causes a lot of problems because our enemies and our allies need to know that there is a legitimate process that's not corrupted, that there's a clear answer, and they know how to proceed when the sun comes up tomorrow.
Now, there was one little item here that Johanna just pointed out, but I'm going to point something out, too. It's Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1. It says, and this is in the Constitution, says the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make it or alter such regulations. Okay, again, does it say who's eligible?
Nope.
Does it say who can vote?
Nope.
Does it say, let's see, anything at all about counting of absentee ballots and all that?
Nope.
Yep, it's all left up to the states. All right, now let's go to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Sally in Plano.
Hey there.
And hi to Kyle as well.
Hi, Sally.
The computer system that was used in Michigan is called the Dominion Voting Systems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different than the scorecard that we were talking about the other night.
That's correct.
So now what I have found is it's the that Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Pelosi and possibly Blumenthal all own stock in this company.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also read something about that the Clinton Foundation owned them or housed them, and that she loaned all of these machines to all of these counties.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets kind of sticky when you really start looking at all of these, the backside of what the computer systems that was used, not only in Michigan, but in 30 other states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm sorry, so, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know what the name of the computer is, and it's the Dominion Voting Systems.
Okay. I appreciate you letting us know. Thank you very much, Sally. Okay.
You're welcome, and y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay. But again, Kyle, this is just another part of the puzzle.
Well, sure. And one would think that, if you're running for office or if you hold public office, that number one, it's bad form. It certainly looks bad. The optics are terrible, but maybe we should consider having a ban on the ability to profit from, own stocks in companies or systems that actually help determine the vote. I mean, that just seems to be something that would logically follow. People are free to own the stocks they want to own, obviously, but maybe if that was a little more widely known, people would say to themselves, I wonder what's going on there.
Well, yeah, and again, the information that we're trying to put out there is the fact that we know we've been duped. We know that something happened to an election. And by the way, when the networks wouldn't announce Florida and the results in Florida, because they knew that would have created a spiral effect, correct?
Right, right.
Because, oh my God, Florida's gone for Trump and it's by a pretty good margin here. And oh my God, it's starting to wave or whatever they were going to say. They certainly knew that. So they held that back. They withheld that. So the media wasn't doing any favors of anybody or to anybody, were they?
Nope. And you know something else, Captain? You just said, we know that we've been duped. And you're right about that. And, of course, we've been duped before, or there has been falsehoods before to go after Trump. For example, the Steele dossier, based on lies. The impeachment, based on lies, basically. And again, everybody could see it. We watched the process play out, but here we have maybe the ultimate expression of being duped on this.
Well, what we need now is we know that in Georgia, the Secretary of State said there will be a recount due to the razor thin margin in the election count, but this also will result in a re-election now, special election for both Senate seats, because neither one of their senators got 50% of the vote. So now we have to go through that. So the Democrats are going to sink hundreds of millions of dollars into those two Senate races to try to take control of both of them, since they figure that now, well, we now have control of Georgia. Look at this. But that was a ballot harvesting project, year-long project, put forth by Stacey Abrams.
Exactly right. Yeah, the infamous Stacey Abrams. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Captain, yeah, they are going to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into mm-hmm. those Georgia runoffs,
yep.
And that's going to become
all
a
right.
national issue.
Yep. Hang on a minute. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
RJ Clearwater, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's a legislature. It's in Article 1, Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. So each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature there may direct the number of electors.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is this. See, the state, the idiots, they went to the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. They overruled the legislature. They can't do that. The state Supreme Court has no say in it. The Supreme Court has no say
okay.
in it.
Okay.
And the Secretary of State there.
I got to run. You're going to get cut off.
All right.
Thanks, RJ. But and Kyle, you hang on, and we'll be right back, folks. But here's the deal, okay? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? We need election reform. That's what we need. That needs to be the priority right now, because we can't just go out and change things on our own. We've got to have some help.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We sure do appreciate that. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get right to the weather. And it's brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center, Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you heard me talking about them on my radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. In the meantime, join the Drivers Club. Take advantage of everything they have to offer. Here we go.
Thank you.
right, that's a little funk into the mix tonight. That's called I Can Make You Dance. And let's see here. Were you dancing, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there just for the mix, just to get something going here. But anyway, and good morning to LJ. LJ, I'll get to your question here in a minute, but right now we got to tell people about some really rotten weather, and I hate to do this because I'm going to ruin some weekends, but here I go. A deep, cold storm will bring numerous impacts to the western states this weekend. Heavy and blowing snow in terms of 1 to 2, 2 to 3 feet or more will develop in Montana and across the Rocky and southwestern mountains, including the Grapevine in Southern California. Going to get 1 to 2 feet of snow up there and make life really miserable. There's also a critical fire weather threats ahead of the front, and dangerous surf along the west can also be expected. But here we go. Florida, South Florida, get ready. Etta, Tropical Depression Etta, soon to be tropical storm again, is going to be affecting Florida. 15 inches of rain coming to South Florida. Be prepared. All right, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot of weather going on out west here, of course. We have a major system coming through. It's going to cause a lot of rain, especially here in Southern California, and on up through the most part of California as well. We have winter storm warnings as far up as Sacramento and up towards north of Oakland, but this is mostly in the eastern part of the state. And of course, down here in Southern California, we do have wind advisories right now, so if you're out there on I-15 in the Victorville-Apple Valley area, you're going to be seeing those winds. Winter storm watch over in Kingman, Arizona. Winter weather advisories also, of course, in northern Arizona. Wind advisories and winter storm watches as you go up through the 15 freeway in Utah. Over in Colorado, we've got a winter storm warning in the Telluride and Durango areas. I think there's going to be a lot of snow there as well.
Going over 70 west out of Denver, they're going to have a real problem going up over Vail. Yep.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yep. Winter weather advisory there. And then, of course, high wind watches in Cheyenne and the Laramie, Wyoming. So be careful on that if you're heading across I-80 tonight. And then, of course, up in Montana, Captain, we've got the winter storm watch and winter storm warning and a blizzard warning up in northern Montana. And this is going to be between Cutback and Havre, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Fourth of July,
also the Great Falls area. Now, what they're going to have is they're going to have, it looks like, some rain coming in various areas. But then as we get through Saturday and into Sunday, looks like we're going to have that snow come in, maybe 2 feet of snow in that blizzard warning area north of Great Falls there. So be very, very careful if you have to be on the move, really almost anywhere in Montana over the weekend. And, of course, we're also seeing winter weather advisories in Reno, Nevada, and Carson City, and also in northern Nevada as well, Captain, and Idaho. For good measure, if you're in the Idaho Falls area, and also if you're coming up I-15 through Dubois, Lima, and Dillon, you've also got a winter storm watch going on there as you're heading up towards Butte, Montana.
Yep, and coming across Kansas, coming out of Colorado, you got wind gusts to 40 miles an hour for about 100 miles going into Kansas along I-70. You've also got some wind in the Amarillo, Texas area tonight, 25 to 35 mile an hour gusts, and up on the East Coast, we do have quite a bit of fog. Up I-95, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, South Jersey, so be advised of that. But down in Florida, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we've got this, it was called the tropical, first of all, it was a Category 4 hurricane when it first came aboard and struck over on the Yucatan Peninsula. Now, we now have a tropical depression, which is rapidly increasing again to tropical storm status. Now, heavy rainfall is diminishing across portions of Central America, although the threat of life-threatening flooding does continue. Heavy rainfall from Etta is moving into the Cayman Islands, portions of Cuba, resulting in life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding in Cuba. Meanwhile, flash and urban flooding is going to be possible over the weekend for the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, Southeast Mexico,
the Bahamas and southern Florida. And the early part of next week, Sunday night, Monday into Monday night and Tuesday, tropical storm conditions will be in effect for the southern parts of Florida. And the track of this storm right now, folks, brings it across most of Florida all the way up to past Gainesville. So depending on what happens, winds will be a problem, but not a big problem. The big problem is going to be the rain. In South Florida, over the next 24 to 48 hours, is going to get at least 15 inches of rain, which is bad news.
Yes, exactly right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to go back to a question. LJ asked us a question here, so I'm going to get to it. Let's see here. She's talking about the computer glitch, the 6,000 votes transferred from Republican to Democrats. What about those votes also going away from John James? Could be critical in Senate control. Yeah, well, John James lost a whole bunch of votes. I don't know if the computer glitch had something to do with it or not. She said nothing is being said. It's all up to who's doing the counting with the votes. Where's Attorney General Barr? Where's Durham? We need their help, and they're woefully absent. Well, here's the problem, and I found this out yesterday, and I love Frank Salvato, but Frank Salvato was wrong. I did some further verification on what happens and how the DOJ gets involved in a state election. There has to be, Kyle, a criminal referral sent to them by the state before the Department of Justice can get involved in any type of investigation.
Well, exactly right, because they're at the federal level.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. And again, the feds do not run the state elections.
That's right.
So if somebody doesn't complain and send a formal complaint to the Department of Justice, ain't nothing going to happen from the feds. So, LJ, you better get on the ball and call your state officials and say, hey, man, we got a problem here. We need the feds in here. How about finding a criminal referral? Because they have to cite an instance that they know is wrong, and this computer glitch could be part of it.
That's right. Well, one of the important things going on, though, here, Captain, is the fact that, again, the idea of shaping the narrative is really paramount. The narrative is that Trump is lost, he's got unsubstantiated claims of fraud, and he just won't go away, and he has to, and just like the Philadelphia mayor who was so completely disrespectful, saying he should concede. But that's because we haven't seen a critical mass in the media of this.
Yep.
They're not saying we got to stop and find out what happened.
Yep. Hold on, folks. We're coming right back with more. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.